Welcome back to Bag Babies. We last left Dick, Jane, Rick, and Elaine in the middle of a soured interview with the famous Katie Hughes. As usual, Rick was a little juiced and had some difficulty recalling the script our dear Joneses orchestrated pre-interview. Katie, smelling a scandal, was stringing together a slew of accusations. Dick and Jane were scrambling to salvage their reputation when a renegade outside the window...
My God!
What the hell is that dangling upside down outside your window?
A window washer?
Yoo-hoo!
What? Lucio!
Lucio?
The upstairs neighbor. He's an acrobat.
What?
Circus acrobat. Of course, the whole family. The amazing, fantastic Sam Branos. When they get going, it's hell on the ceilings. Right? Right, honey?
Hi there.
Bravo, Lucio. Bravo. Yes. Okay, you go bye-bye now. Bye-bye, Lucio. Riverci, Lucio, bye.
The cultural mosaic.
Sorry for dropping in, Lucas. No can do, Janie Cakes.
Janie Cakes?
Oh, my God. It's Katie Hughes. She's here, alive and in color. Will slap me and call me stupid.
Are you a fan?
Whatever you want. Are we on TV? Hi, kitties. Want to have fun? Go swing off tall buildings.
I have a few questions.
So do I. Is this being taped?
What are you doing here?
Not another word till you talk to my agent. I want bucks. Big bucks. And a woman.
I asked you a question.
Katie, honey, lamb chop. We got this failure to communicate. Want a party?
Who are you?
I'm news. And guess what? I need some pills.
Pills?
Good idea. Life sure is zippy. Thank God I don't drink coffee.
I have a few Valium.
Valium? That's for middle-class whiners. I'm talking pills. Fistfuls of Thorazine, chlorpromazine milkshakes. I'm talking horse tranks.
Is he dangerous?
Of course I'm dangerous. I'm a lunatic, you idiot. Sorry for interrupting. I'll just unpack and be on my way.
What's in the sack?
You don't want to know. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
Who the hell is he? Where did you meet? Make it short and make it sweet.
He's an acrobat.
Don't give me that. This is not what meets the eye. Tell me the score by the count of four or your butts are gonna fry. One?
Nothing to tell.
Oh yeah? Like hell. Two? Need I keep on counting?
But there's nothing to say.
Have it your way. Three.
Their pressure's mounting.
Oh my God, it's Katie Hughes. Deja vu.
Who are you?
Psst. What is a street person?
What is your name?
Don't tell me. I know this one.
And do you know about having with heart?
Can't say.
Why not?
Cause
why?
Cause it's a secret.
500.
Now you're talking.
This sure beats Geraldo. Oprah and Phil, please.
You can't do this.
Go take a pill. Friends, it appears the Joneses are badly shaken. It seems we're about to cook their bacon. Welcome, please, our mystery guest, a street person with secrets to get off his chest. Hello, street person.
Call me George.
George, in your own time, in your own way, tell us, please, what you have to say about having with heart. It may bring pain, but we need the truth about Dick and Jane.
Sure thing, Katie. Ladies and gentlemen, I had lice, fleas, and maggots. I slept with rats. I ate garbage. I stunk like urine. Nobody cared. So I jumped in front of a BMW. It slammed on its brakes, and there before me stood Dick and Jane.
Dick and Jane?
My long-lost niece and her hubby.
What?
One look of me and most people threw up. Not Dick and Jane. They said, you may have hit the lower depths, but you're family. With that, they took me into their condo, cleaned me, clothed me, and clipped my toenails. They tended me like a garden, made me their vice president.
It was happy at the start, when you offered me the part.
Vice
president.
Vice president. All they begged was my silence. But you should be immortalized in bronze, I cried. Your statues should grace civic parks and promenades. No, no, they said. We are not worthy to have pigeons shit on us. They are too modest. Of course they are. They are saints in Gucci.
Fabulous. Welcomed in by your own kith and kin.
It was kind of like being adopted.
They really care. They really share.
Long as I'm your VP, she's co-opted.
Fans, this is an emotional shakeup. I've actually gone and smeared my makeup.
Yep, it's a wonderful life.
God, yes.
And here's the best part. Sundays are out in the park, feeding brunch to the homeless.
Cut, cut. Ugh, I was so rough. I can't apologize enough. We'll tape up again. Would next week do?
Sure thing, Katie.
I want one too.
One what?
A hobo-in-law. Dick and Jane help a poor relation, and Katie thinks it's a big sensation. She hoots and hollers and makes a big fuss. If it works for the Joneses, why not for us?
Because, dear, none of our relatives count as poor. Our family's finances are quite secure.
Forget relations. Between you and me, any scruffy old bum will do.
Sweetheart, you're forgetting one small detail. The homeless are people. They aren't for sale.
Why not?
Rick!
Good question. Time out. Gentle patrons, I must offend to set a trap, to give these hypocrites a whap. Fear not, Act 2 will see all mended, your concerns attended, our villains upended. And this, our comedy, happily ended. Come on, kids, everything's for sale. You sell yourselves and call it a career. If you fat cats can whore for a buck, why not us little guys? I have a modest proposal.
A modest proposal?
A modest proposal. Ooh, I like that. A plan to market the poor. We'll provide the supply, you provide the demand. Adopt a street person. There'll be an overseas foster parents plan for your very own streets.
But you guys aren't 8 years old with big bug eyes and a future.
Wake up, we're everybody.
Street people? It's a hard sell.
Who's talking street people? I'm talking bag babies.
Bag babies?
We'll be a conversation piece with a name, and you won't even have to meet us. Just send checks through the mail for a certificate and a photo of your very own 100% guaranteed outcast.
I love it!
And that's just the beginning. Each month, instead of a letter from the third world, we'll send you a videotape from your bag baby shelter, a souvenir for your VCR.
We could have a party.
Invite the neighbors!
A little soiree with brie and pâté.
How charming!
And what a hook!
Greed without guilt.
I smell ratings.
A modest proposal, so simple, so pure. A plan to merchandise the poor.
I like it. My God, with a little luck, as middlemen, we could turn a buck.
Count us in. We'd like to try one.
Where do we write if we want to buy one?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to help the homeless, you've come to the right place. Adopt, rent, or lease to buy. We come in all shapes and sizes. Just send a self-addressed stamped envelope for a free brochure to Bag Babies. Care of Dick and Jane, Having with Heart. I am for you, I am. That's I'm for you, I am.
Tired of greed, want to do a good deed, do a
arrange for a loan.
Ah, the magic of radio. A few moments pass, and holy smokes, it's 2 months later.
Dear Rick and Elaine, I'm George's friend, your bag baby Alice. Like George says, it's hard getting a bath on the streets, so thanks a heap for this year's membership to Tranquility Tanks International. After a splash, slipping into those designer duds you sent me is heaven.
I'm Bag Baby Brad. Thanks to Having With Fart, I've got a subscription to the New York Times Book of the Month Club. I like to read, but I prefer newspapers to books. Unlike books, newspapers keep you warm, and books are heavy. But I have a shopping cart, so thank you anyway.
Our friends Dick and Jane have become a smashing hit. Yes, sir. Katie's kept her rep for surfing on trends. Dick and Jane have sparked an international media sensation. And Rick and Elaine are zipping up the corporate social ladders on account of their bag babies. My friends Alice and Brad. As for me, guess what? I'm a blue chip outcast. Yes, sirree, Bob. A little spinoff from all the hype has put me on the cover of, now check this out, Time Magazine, representing the homeless. Time calls me a living symbol of the North American dream turned nightmare. Hot damn. They sleep on benches and grates, these urban nomads. The unsung underbelly of dashed dreams. They are the new poor.
Does that make us different from the old poor?
I don't have time for political dialectic. Where's the food?
I've arranged a big buffet. An encounter session with your bag parents.
Not those bozos.
Brad?
George! They've started sending us kitchen appliances.
What can I do with a mix master? I don't even have a plug.
Forget that. They need family photos at home with the homeless.
Pfft, nice for them. What's in it for us?
Power. I'm taking the snaps, a celebrity shoot, and selling the shots for candid layouts in Vanity Fair, Vogue, and Chatelaine.
Chatelaine?
Whoop-dee-doo.
Once you make the media heaven, they won't dare drop you. It's bad PR.
Then what happens?
My surprise.
I love surprises.
So do I. When do we eat?
Right away. With no more ado, let's get on with Act Two. Alice and Brad, take a power lunch.
I'm afraid our bag parents are a bit late. Hope you don't mind a little wait.
No way. We'll just soak up the ambiance. I mean, I must say this is, like, the big time. Name tags and everything.
Our pleasure, I'm sure. Nothing's too good for our friends. The poor.
I bet you were the high school prom queen, huh?
No, dear.
What a shame. Such a princess, too. Me? I was a posture queen.
Hey, so where's the food?
Manners, Bradley.
God bless you. Have a nice night. So, where's the food?
Barry, grade 9. They gave me a Bristol Board crown covered in tinfoil. My picture was in the yearbook. Favorite yes. Saying was, don't you know? And my ambition was to be okay. A beautician at Eaton's and wear the perfume of the movie stars.
I'm really interested in all of this. Don't you know? But where's the food? That's what I want to know.
Alice is sharing, Bradley.
Where's the ladies?
Just down the hall to your left.
Elaine's in the lobby. She'll be up on the double. Rick's with a tow truck. They've had some car trouble.
Hello, yoo-hoo, human being talking. Where's the food? Or is everyone deaf?
Indoor voice, Bradley.
Food.
Food. This is not food. This is a joke. This is a hallucination. Food is something you eat. This is something you look at and say, how cute.
They're hors d'oeuvres.
They're frightening. I'm supposed to put those in my mouth? This is food I should stick in a lapel. This is food I should bury.
You must forgive Bradley. He used to be a critic.
Elaine.
Hi, kids. I'm falling to bits. Downtown's driving the absolute pit.
Be right there.
Having fun?
I'm busy.
Come on in, I'll fix you a drink.
Isn't car trouble awful? Let me take your mink.
Thanks! I'm so frazzled, I can barely think. Oh my god, what's that terrible... Whoops! Why, you must be our bag baby Brad! Don't you look darling in a vision and plaid?
God bless you. Have a nice night.
Smile!
Ah!
Work with me. Work with me.
We've got George taking photos for all the mags of us having tea with our new friends in rags.
Since that close call with Katie, we've got a new goal. When dealing with media, keep firm control. We learn from the past.
We don't plan to repeat it.
You guys are so smart.
Thanks.
Okay, George, beat it.
It's a wrap. A pleasure working with you.
This chance to interface is so sensational. It's not only fun, it's educational. To experience the poor up close, gee whiz. It's even better than seeing late mids.
Did this frighten you?
Bradley, be nice. I'm afraid he's a swine.
A natural savage. How too divine. Despite the rough edges, I can tell he's a honey. A little lost soul, but he's worth the money. Bradley, dear, your bag papa and I, us both, want to help you all we can with your personal growth. We know life on the streets must be utterly hateful, but please, just count on us. No need to be grateful. I have so much to learn of your simple ways. Tell me how you spend your days.
In laundromats.
Tea?
How very disarming. As hobos go, he's utterly charming.
Hey, laundromats are warm and have a great supply of newspapers with articles of interest to the general public.
Yes. Whew. I believe your video said you choose to keep abreast of what's in the news.
I consider it my obligation as a citizen.
How commendable.
Did you know there are spacemen on Venus who dress up like chickens and sign Elvis songs? I read that.
Really? Cream?
No, thank you. I also read swimmers in South America are being eaten by giant clams. And in Poland, this bearded lady flushed a circus girl down the toilet. She was greased. Blood.
I'm sure she was. But the papers you're reading tend in the end to be quite misleading. But never fear. We'll subscribe you to a real paper, Bradley. Trash papers confuse fact and fiction quite sadly.
What doesn't? Real papers lie about Central America, toxic waste, and the CIA. We don't have the truth. We don't have democracy. We have Albania with boutiques. My stories mix fact and fiction, but they don't blow up the planet. They're alive. Help! Why do you hate Elvis anyway? He never poisoned people. He served mashed potatoes and beans. Food. Where is the food?
Brad?
Those people are trying to kill me, George!
Bradley has some trouble with small talk.
He's decidedly playful, delightfully quaint, but at the moment I feel a bit faint.
Lie down in the bedroom, collect your nerves. Our little bag babies take mental nerves.
I don't know the source of this hostility, but while you're in our home, we expect some civility. Be nice or get out. Have I made myself clear?
Aye, aye, Captain. Hi.
I'm not kidding. You hear?
Hey, George. I don't want to be rude, but your relatives are bonkers. I mean, I do not feel safe. I do not feel secure. I do not want to be here.
Well, relax. Relax. You want to go out on an errand?
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Great.
Warning! Warning!
The speeches you are about to hear contain redeeming social value. If that's not your idea of a fun morning, then stick your fingers in your ears and hum. Thank you.
She stole my mink.
Come on, get real. You're tourists in pain. We're your recreation. That mink is payment for your vacation.
Hold it, Buster. Get off the self-pity.
You said it.
George, your attitude's shitty. Having with heart gave you your start.
Oh, yeah? I got my start when I broke in pretending to be your uncle.
You're not!
How did you know about my family?
Your uncle and I were friends out west.
Were... what happened to him?
Last winter was cold.
We're calling the cops.
They won't believe you. I'm a celebrity. Besides, want the world to know the truth about your uncle, this company, your motives and ethics? Can you survive the truth? Report me? You'd better hope I don't report myself.
What do you want? Hush money?
Money's worthless. We need control of money. Without that, you guys are always on top. Like a giant Santa Claus throwing gumdrops to the elves.
Huh, you want a company?
Great idea.
Unreal. You lie, cheat, blackmail, bribe, steal, and extort, and now you want to take over? You're outrageous.
Me? You scrounge company limos, expense accounts, stock options? But bitch, when we bum smokes. You steal millions in tax dodges, but scream when we shoplift food. You use us for your social and financial advancement, then when we ask for our lives back, you say we're outrageous. Me, Alice, Brad, we want to say what happens to us. It's that simple, Dick. So get ready for a few changes. In the name of Uncle George, you're taking control of our lives. And you can't stop us.
And that concludes the second installment of Bag Babies. Turn on your radio tomorrow, same time, to see how the relationship blossoms between Bag Babies Alice and Brad and our bogus bourgeois bunch.